Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program on American Family Radio. Hey, if you want to check the show out on Facebook or YouTube, we are live video streaming, and you can also access the stories we've been talking about. We post the information, the news stories, the action alerts from American Family Association and so forth on our Facebook page. So Facebook for Today's Issues, check it out. Also, we're live video streaming at YouTube. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning, Tim Wildman.
Ed, AFA is a pro-life organization.
Absolutely.
American Family Radio is the broadcasting arm of AFA, so we have been forever. We believe in the sanctity of human life because that's what the Bible teaches.
Right.
So what are we doing this month to celebrate that?
Well, and if people have been listening throughout the week so far, they have heard a lot about a ministry called Preborn. And Preborn, what Preborn Ministry does is it works with hundreds of Christian pregnancy centers across the country, and they provide life-saving services such as ultrasounds. And the ultrasound allows a mom who comes in, she's troubled whether she wants to keep the baby or not. An ultrasound allows the mom to hear her baby's heartbeat and to see that precious baby inside of her. When that happens, statistics show 80% of the moms choose to keep their baby. Now, what American Family Radio is doing in conjunction with Preborn Ministry is we are asking our listeners to donate $28, at least $28. One $28 gift provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. This is, we make no apologies for the fact that we want women to understand that there is a life inside them, that they are being tempted to abort and kill. And we want them to get these free ultrasounds. Obviously, like a single mom, for example, is not going to have a lot of money. So a free ultrasound allows them to hear the heartbeat, see the baby. So we are asking you to give to this very worthwhile ministry that Preborn is engaged in. Your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. If you want to give more than that, like $140, for example, would provide five free ultrasound sessions reaching five women with the message of life. And so if you would like to give, you're hearing this all week long on American Family Radio, call this number, 877-616-2396. I know some of you scrambling around to get a pen and piece of paper. Here's that number again, 877-616-2396. Or you can donate online at AFR.net. Or if you want to hear more information, go to AFR.net. You'll see the big splash banner there for Preborn and for this work that American Family Radio is doing with Preborn. Please, please take part.
Steve, what do you got, my friend?
Well, let's just piggyback on what Brother Ed was saying there. The new president of Planned Parenthood, her name is Dr. Leanna Wen, gave an interview with BuzzFeed where she said that Planned Parenthood is going to focus on some health issues that aren't abortion. They're going to focus on, they say, you know, mammograms or helping whatever else they say they do. But it got the base pretty riled up. So what do you mean we're not going to focus on abortion anymore? It's the open secret that's what they're about. And so Dr. Wen had
what?
It's the open secret is that they're about abortion. But the base was kind of upset because she was going a different direction. Maybe the dirty little secret. But Dr. Wen had to tweet out this clarification. She said, first, our core mission is providing, protecting, and expanding access to abortion and reproductive health care. We will never back down from that fight. It is a fundamental human right, and women's lives are at stake. to which I would add, babies' lives are always at stake.
Yes. What's the new president's name?
Her name is Dr. Leanna Wen, W-E-E-N.
What?
Yeah, no, not first.
I wanted you to kind of, when? Yeah, no, what's her name? No, when. When's her name?
When's her name?
I'm sorry. That was.
If she were a bird, what would her name be?
Wren.
Wren. That was good. You said that.
Yes, he's on the ball now.
Steve, it's one of the reasons we hired him. We did a word association.
That's yes.
He was doing his interview with
scored
us.
Scored very high.
Planned Parenthood. Abortion.
Yes. Just very quick.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of the secret's out. I mean, because they want to always tout that, oh, we're about more than abortion. When they go for funding, they always say, oh, no, abortion, it's not about abortion. We do all kinds of other things.
Well, used to the pro-abortion forces in this country, Planned Parenthood and others, they would try to hide who they really were.
Right.
Okay, they would hide behind, you know, health of the woman or keep your religion off my body or... this would be a decision between the doctor and the mother on reproductive rights. They had all kind of euphemisms and code words and anything to keep you from saying they're killing an unborn baby, right?
Well, it's like, you know, that's why they call themselves pro-choice. They don't even like pro-abortion.
Right.
And that's why they refuse to call our side pro-life. They're anti-choice.
Anti-choice. So they never, the question obviously is, glaring, and that is choice about what? You know, nobody ever does the follow-up.
Right.
Yeah.
Pro-choice about, and then answer the question. Then we can talk about what we're discussing here. We're not talking about, are we talking about vanilla and strawberry or Chevy and Ford? What are we choosing here?
Yes.
You know, no, we're choosing a life or terminating a life.
Right.
Or ending a life. So, but now these people are getting more bolder and more brash and brazen with their commitment to, they would say to you now, the choice of the mother, as it were, is more important than the babies. And they may even call it a baby. They used to not. Though they would say fetus. They'll say fetus. But I'm just saying that they used to try to hide this because they knew it would be unacceptable to a majority of Americans if they thought of it in terms of killing an unborn baby, that is abortion, but they're not hiding it so well anymore.
You think the reason they're not trying to hide it is because of these 3D and 4D ultrasounds? People look at this image and they go,
That's true.
Is not a blob of tissue, that is a baby.
Right.
So they used to be able, before that technology was available, they would just cloud everything by saying it's a fetus or it's a blob of tissue. It's like your appendix.
I do think there. Yes, I agree with that. And that. So which mean I agree with myself, right?
Right.
You've asked me, do you think? Yeah, I do think that. I also think there's a substantial percentage of Americans, how 20-30% maybe of people in this country who are morally confused and conflicted on this. They're inconsistent. They would say, yes, it is an unborn baby, but no, I don't think you should stop the woman's right to choose to end its life.
Yeah.
Now, we would say that's morally inconsistent, and it is, if you believe that human life is valuable, right? But they don't know how to answer that. So they're sort of caught... But they've come down on the side of, I don't know, it's an unborn baby, yes, but that woman who's getting the abortion may not believe that it is, therefore let her have it.
Right.
Let her have the abortion, because who am I to say? You see where this...
Yes.
It's illogical, but it's moral relativism.
Right.
And it's part of the worldview that's dominant out there in American culture today. It's the same people, the same argument. People say, well, you know... Do you believe in border control or border security? Yes, I do. Well, do you believe in stopping poor people from coming into America because they want a better life? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't make any sense, but I think that's where a lot of Americans are.
Right.
So anyway, next topic, Steve.
The American Psychological Association has, for the very first time in its history, released a guidelines concerning men and boys, saying that traditional masculinity is not only harmful, but also could lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. Traditional masculinity.
This,
the American Psychological Association, the group that is supposed to be supposedly over all of psychology, that informs psychologists how they are to deal with issues.
And they're saying what again? Repeat that.
Traditional masculinity is not only harmful, but it could also lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. Traditional
and
masculinity is not.
Have they also been taken over by the LGBT?
Oh, yes. Back in 1973,
yes.
They were.
Yeah.
And here's how they define traditional masculinity.
Okay.
Traditional masculinity is marked by stoicism. Okay, keep a stiff upper lip. You know, go through. You know. Keep it together when you're going through trials. Competitiveness, dominance, and aggression. That and so the main thrust of
there
the subsequent
football.
Research is the traditional masculinity marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression is, on the whole, harmful.
Yep.
So, now, obviously, I think we would all agree that, you know, overly aggressive men, or women for that matter, that's not good for a culture or society or a family. But I'm sorry, but, you know, some aggression, not towards innocent people, but some aggression is a direct product of testosterone, and God gave us that so we could defend our families.
Yeah, I think any of these qualities, when you take them to extremes, could be damaging.
Sure,
it's correct. But to say that you need to abandon traditional masculinity, what they have argued here, and Ed, it looks like you read the same paper that I did, that psychology through the ages has been mostly dominated by white males, and they have substituted what's good for white males for the whole of culture. Now, because of the new cultural stuff, they're bringing in all the women's studies and the LGBT studies and all this kind of stuff, black studies, and they're saying we need to rethink all of psychology. And one of the things they need to do is to deprogram men from these particular traditional masculinity things. Now, stoicism, yes, you can repress your emotions and you can it can be harmful, but I don't want the husband of a family to when his wife or his child is taken by a disease or is under threat to devolve into a blubbering idiot. He needs to maintain control. That's part of what God has designed him to do. Competitiveness, yes, you can get overly competitive. I remember smashing my hands down on a table when the Raiders lost one time. I thought, back off.
That was just this fall.
It was. I'm still recovering. I'm a recovering Raider fan. But competitiveness is how, as men, we decide to get ahead in life and to compete with ourselves as much. Dominance, aggression, again, these are things when you take them to an extreme, but to deprogram them completely.
Yeah, what were their criticisms of femininity, I guess you could say? Masculinity, so their criticisms of masculinity are the ones you just mentioned.
Right.
But what about femininity?
Well, they're bringing a new study into the new views of feminism into psychology. And while this particular paper dealt with men and boys, I can tell you from other discussions I've had that when it comes to women, they are in favor of women asserting themselves. It's the feminist from the 70s issues.
Wait a minute. I thought aggressiveness was a bad thing.
Only in men.
Huh?
In men.
Oh, but in women it's a good thing?
You need a little bit of it if you want to be gender inclusive, I suppose.
Yeah. Listen, I think this is
the
problem
American. This is just to be clear here. This is the American Psychological Association.
New guidelines.
That's what we're discussing.
So this is going to make its way down into schools. So you're going to have psychologists and school counselors saying, "Boys, you're being too competitive." All that kind of stuff. Everyone gets a trophy. All that kind of garbage. And this is one of the major problems I have with psychology. I don't believe it's a hard science. I believe it's a soft science. Now, we may have those in the counseling professions and psychology who are listening. I do have respect for much that they can accomplish, but it is too subject to agendas. And that's what I think is happening here, is continuing to happening with the APA, because all these kinds of words are subjective. There is no objective standard for what is competitiveness. What is competitiveness? There's no one definition that you can say this is the kind of competitiveness that's okay. This is the kind. So this is all subjective. And you know, personally, I believe we all can agree that maybe our views on what's masculine and what isn't could change somewhat in our country. There's nothing wrong with saying men can play musical instruments.
That's not being
David played the harp.
Yeah, that's not being a sissy. Men can love poetry, all those kind of things. But I believe this is a continuation of the left's war against men. And masculinity as given by God.
And ultimately a war against God's design,
yes.
Period. For
Well,
for
that's you just yeah. bingoed, Steve.
Yeah. Right.
That's what the bottom line is. Here, and to put it in modern street vernacular, trying to wimp down America's men.
Right.
Trying to turn boys into sissies.
And this is another thing that bugs me about American Psychological Association and their agenda-driven ideas is that all these kinds of things that we see happening, like we're saying will probably come down into schools and all, is part of a broader argument that they make that things like gender and now masculinity are socially constructed. They would deny that there's any such thing as human nature, and therefore there's no such thing as male nature.
Right.
And so this is part of that whole war against what we're talking about, the fact that God created us male and female.
Then you got the whole skinny jeans thing.
Oh, there's that.
You know, going on that I have a problem with,
yeah.
On a personal level. I can't cite a Bible verse. I just know it when I see it.
Somewhere in First Opinions, I think.
I don't have a good attitude there.
Right.
But anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Well, okay, I agree. This is not thus saith the Lord. This is Tim's opinion. But
yeah.
But am I right to say those skinny jeans are girls' pants? Traditionally?
It depends how far you go back traditionally, because there are still some churches that say any pants on a woman is wrong.
I generally would agree with you, but I would say this. It seems like that is currently a style for men in, you know, high school and for some guys. So I generally think those are girls' pants when they wear them, but apparently there are young men. That's part of the style. I don't know.
Would you put that in the food offered to idols, Peter's?
Yeah,
thing,
I don't want to be the guy who's always, you young people back when I was a kid. You know, I don't want to be that guy.
Hey, even though we are that guy, right?
Get off my lawn, you know.
Okay, well, I will be.
Okay.
Quit wearing those.
Someone needs to be, I suppose.
Quit wearing the tight pants, dude. I'll just say it like that, and we'll move on. Go ahead,
okay.
Steve. What's next?
Hey, CNN's Jim Acosta is still warring with the president and his administration. I thought it was interesting to listen a little bit on a discussion or a confrontation that Jim Acosta had with Kellyanne Conway, who is the White House spokesperson. She was talking. He was starting to ask her a question, and I'll play you this, and it starts. It's pretty clear. I'll play you, and it starts with Jim Acosta saying, is the president going to tell the truth tonight? Speaking about last night's Oval Office speech. Listen to this.
Can you promise that the president will tell the truth tonight? Will he tell the truth?
Yes, Jim, and can you promise that you will?
I will.
The whole
absolutely.
Truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I'm not the
Am
one
I allowed
who has
to mention
the alternative
God to you?
Facts problem like you do.
No, well, that, you know, Jim, I know that's a cheat. Make sure that goes viral.
Okay.
This is why, by the way, this is why I'm one of the only people around here who even gives you the time of day.
Can you guarantee
and
that the president's
speech
will pass
a fact check? Let me get back in your face because you're such a smart most of the time, and I know you want this to go viral. A lot of these people don't like you. But let me just be respectful to the media at large, as I always am. I explained that was alternative information, additional facts. And I explained it many times. And don't you put it back in my face for all the corrections that your network needs to issue. I was on your network 25 or 26 times in 2018. I'm one of the last people here who even bothered to go on. And the disrespect that you show to me personally, I'll just look past.
Ma'am,
Don't call me ma'am.
Wow. Kellyanne Conway.
I would have five Kellyanne.
I would
right
too.
Now, wouldn't you, if you're over there?
I would.
You go.
She is a champion.
If I can borrow from the 90s, you go, girl.
And I'll tell you what, the thing about Kellyanne Conway, she's super smart. and she's a counterpuncher.
Yeah.
So she was doing a face wash.
You know what? That was an insulting question.
Of course it was. It's Jim Acosta.
And it wasn't even, wasn't even couched with some kind of a preface that you could maybe say he was trying to say. Just, is the president going to tell
him? Didn't come out right.
Huh?
Yeah, this wasn't a case of it didn't come out right.
Why don't you just say, Acosta, why don't you just say, what is the president going to be talking about tonight? You know, yes. And then if he wants to come on and give his, quote, facts or whatever after
he did.
Just, huh? Yeah, I know, but, well, he's also the one, if you remember, that got into it with President Trump and disgraced himself and his network at that press conference where he's sitting on the front row. The president calls on him. By the way, the president gave him like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Or so. It didn't like the president cut him off. Okay, he had plenty of time, more time than probably the other reporters to ask questions on the issues. And he all he wanted to do is lecture the president on the caravan is not an invasion.
And he was talking over the president when the president wanted to move on to another
reporter. When the White House press person came over there, the young lady, to get the microphone, after he had been going on for 3 minutes, we knew what he was doing here. He pulled the microphone.
Jim Acosta thinks he's a rock star, and this is the way he acts. Yeah. Hey, everybody, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm part of the resistance.
Yeah, you're right. Bingo.
And when I'm at home, I wear skinny jeans.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
Let's end with something. I love our neighbors to the east, to the right of us, Alabama. You got to love them.
You're talking about in the Atlantic.
Yeah,
you know,
who's going to hit the Bahamas there?
I like them, too.
You're talking about from where our studios are in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Right. I love our neighbors in Alabama. Okay. You got to love them because the Alabama Emergency Management Agency has had to issue a public service warning this week telling people don't eat the hundreds of chicken tenders that spilled across a state highway.
I saw that.
It happened Sunday in Cherokee County. The traffic was stopped. It's a traffic hazard. It's a crime to impede the flow of traffic. Those cases have been on the ground for over 20 hours and are unsafe to consume. Don't eat
chicken
on the road. This happened Sunday.
Okay.
You know, this is...
If it would have happened Monday, I could understand because Clemson beat Alabama.
Yeah.
And you could have some poor driver out there who's...
Well, actually, it might have happened Monday because it's Tuesday afternoon that these
if you've got to... Let me just a little bit of a speech here. Okay. If you've got to tell people not to eat food that's been spilled on the road, this is... We've kind of popped Netflix again.
Yeah.
Okay, because Netflix refuses to pull 13 Reasons Why, which is a television series that promotes suicide because there are young people imitating it. Now what they've done with this new series or movie, Bird Box, with Sandra Bullock, where it's some science fiction thing where they have to wear blindfolds.
Right.
So if you take the blindfold off, there's some alien or monster or something that kills you. Okay. Netflix has had to warn people not to imitate this in real life because people have been walking around in
blindfolds.
Life with blindfolds.
On the other hand, Oregon just legalized eating roadkill. Could this be considered an Alabama roadkill?
There,
if you spill chicken tenders
on the road? There's no curing stupid. I don't care how many warnings you put out.
Okay, just checking.
That was very aggressive, Ed, right there.
I'm a masculine man. I'm competitive.
Toxic masculine.
I'm competitive. Right. I'm
we need some stoicism here from you this last 30 seconds of the show. Is that what you call it, stoicism?
Sure. That would be a good word.
Yeah, from the ancient Greek
Stoics.
Never
heard it. I know what stoic is. But. All right, ladies and gentlemen, may you have a great rest of the day. Steve, thank you.
Pleasure.
Ed, thank you.
Yes, sure, whatever.
Brent Creeley, good attitude, Ed. Thanks for Brent Creeley. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.